Spatial radio, where the weather is more than air, from planetary scales to sounds everywhere. Climate, time, and sonic space. Yesterday's world in today's embrace. Tune in on October 4th, 2024, live from CSM. Let yesterday's weather guide you beyond the skies. Only on Spatial Radio.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Yesterday's Weather.
Hi, hello, hello. Konnichiwa, Hikaru. I am Cloudy.
Hi, I'm Thunder. 你好。
Hello, I'm Typhoon. 你好。大家好，我是Typhoon。
大家好，我是Rain小雨。Hello, 欢迎。
Hi, and I am Sunshine. Today we are broadcasting live from Central St. Martin's in London, King's Cross.
Yeah, look, today's weather is very shiny, lovely day. But we are exploring yesterday's weather.
Yesterday's weather. Rainy.
Today we have 16 segments, 然后这里有非常多的各种各样不同的信息，我们可以看到。所有他们都是用不同的方式来展示，
like conversations, interviews, all in multiple language. So that's what will be so interesting.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
Yes, we have tributes, discussions on weather and AI, interviews, music, and soundscapes.
Weather is more than air, from planetary scales to sounds everywhere. Climate, time, and sonic space. Yesterday's world in today's embrace. Tune in on October 4th, 2024, live from CSM. Let yesterday's weather guide you beyond the skies. Only on Spatial Radio.
This is an international discussion delving deeper than the data, where we look at a range of extreme topics. Today's topic is about
weather.
More importantly, the differences found within regions of our nations, with a primary focus on the extremities of certain weather, what we have experienced or what we have a knowledge on. We will also be bringing people in to help discuss certain accounts that we talk about along the way. But before that, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Josh, and I'm from the UK.
I'm Lin, I'm from Shanghai, China.
I'm Elwin, I'm from Beijing, the capital of China.
So we don't have much chaos into you here in the UK. Well, at least not in terms of weather.
Order!
Apart from flooding, which is mostly regional, we don't experience much that comes across as life-threatening or even life-altering. We are quite lucky, really. Except for one night in 1987. Here to shed some information on this experience.
Hiya.
Is none other than my wonderful Nan. What do you remember from that time?
The storm was quite a bad one. We got told by a weatherman called Michael Fish that we weren't going to have the hurricane, but in fact he got it totally wrong and it was one of the worst ones we had. It ended up bringing down trees, it stopped the rail, the buses, all electrics, schools were all closed, and it was about 100 miles an hour winds, so it was quite a bad one really.
中国是这样的。
Shanghai, you know, from June to September, the city normally experiences the May rainy season, lasting nearly 21 days and often bring powerful typhoons. Just days after I left for London, Typhoon Babica hit Shanghai, uprooting 2,300 trains, canceling 1,400 flights, and suspending 577 train services. Well, the reason we call it a typhoon is because it originates from Taiwan. Now, let me interview our friend Emily, who is from Taiwan. Do typhoon in Taiwan last for a long time?
So there are natural disasters like typhoons every year in Taiwan, and it usually lasts for like 2 or 3 days. And because of the serious typhoon, we've been allowed to have a typhoon day off. And the landslides and flooded roads are very scary, but I feel safe at home, so because I can enjoy the day off.
Yes, you can see that typhoons have a very large impact. And in Shanghai, we have typhoons every year, but we rarely see snow. However, the weather in northeast of China is very different.
Yeah, but the most unique weather in Beijing is the sandstorms. Residents often wake up to an eerie yellow sky, with Tiananmen Square filled with choking whirlwinds, cars and bikes are coated in dust, and the air pollution index can reach a staggering 500. Sandstorms are a common extreme weather event in the city, caused by deserts and the strong winds from northwest. Let me ask our friend Ling. So, Ling, do you remember the experience of being in a sandstorm?
Yes, well, I remember when I was studying at the Central Academy of Fine Arts in Beijing, and it was very dry and cold outside, that sometimes my face would crack, and it was extremely dry. During sandstorms, the wind would blow the sand into my mouth or hair, so I feel really dirty and disgusting. So that's my feeling. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Sunshine, your host, back again. The weather currently is 17 degrees and the time is 15:20. Today is the Friday, the 4th of October, 2024. Our next show coming up is Tattoos. Yesterday's weather, today's mark. Exploring tattoos and the introversible moments. Interviews on unpredictability and performance of both weather and our choices to get inked.
The weather fluctuates, so do our emotions. On any given day, we may experience radiant sun, torrential rain, cloud-covered skies, or heavy headwinds.
我们每天都在改变心意。 而你现在对你的刺青有改变想法了吗?
The unpredictability of these outside conditions can be seen as similar to the fluctuations of our internal weather systems. When we choose to commit to the act of getting a tattoo, we are in some ways predicting that we will remain eternally confident in our decision, despite our inherently fickle nature.
So, how do you feel about your tattoos right now?
I don't regret it, but I don't look at it. So, I don't even bother, it's just on me, and I like the story that it carries. And I like to remind myself whenever I want to.
Yes. This one right here. It's like a bad conversation style. People see this. I don't regret the tattoo. I just regret where I got it.
Yes, I have one here that I do regret. I had it done when I was 18. It was my first one. And now I'm a lot older and it's faded. So it just looks like a green blob now.
I only visit it when I'm about to shower, but I never just look at it. When I look at it, I get a sense of regret. Did I need to do this? Was it necessary to get it ink in my body?
可能就是想不一样一点，皮肤上出现点不一样的一点，让别人以后我死之后也能根据这块皮肤认出我。
If you remember, what did you think of it the morning after you got it?
I loved it. I loved it. It looked so pretty and the colours were really vibrant. It had yellow and the leaves, etc. It was just absolutely stunning. It was like my first one.
I was fine with it for like maybe like a year. And then I was like, I don't like this anymore. Like, something in me just changed.
Very excited. I was very happy I got it. I was like, the best thing ever. It hurt a little, but I think the pain was like bittersweet.
Like literally like minutes before I got it done, I was like, oh yeah, like let's just do it. Then like when she was like actually doing it on my arm, like feeling the needle go in my skin, I was like, okay, maybe we should stop and I don't want to do this anymore. But then I was like, I can't go with like half a tattoo on my arm. So I was like, okay, I'll just carry on.
So we want to flip this now. What if the weather didn't change? What if it was permanent, like the weather outside, like a tattoo?
Yeah.
You stick with the same weather all the time. If you could choose what type of weather that would be, what would it be and why?
The reason I got this tattoo was because of the weather. There was a tsunami predicted to come, and I thought it was my last day in Costa Rica, so I said, let's go get this surfboard, and let's go get this tattoo. It's a tattoo of a skeleton doing the shaka on a surfboard.
Like spring kind of weather, like perfect temperature, nice and warm. Not too hot, not too cold.
下雨天吗？但我的心情一样，每天都很阴。I honestly want the most natural thing to happen with nature. If it's meant to rain, it's gonna rain. Like, let it be. Whatever the weather is, just go with your gut feeling.
What is the weather that we want to create?
¿Cuál es el clima que queremos crear? extreme weather, but you can experience the mix of it. GeoWave Archives.
A global sounds adventure, especially the dragon part after the tattoo essence. Have you guys recognized that? Actually, this is my group's topic. We mixed some memories and emotions together to figure out what we want our weather be like. It's so thrilling that we could make a fictional weather. Now, we come up to the next live on Getting Under the Weather.
Welcome back to Getting Under the Weather, the show where we check in on the most important forecast, your internal weather. Consider us your emotional meteorologists. Today we're phoning friends around the world to get their personal weather updates. Are they basking in sunshiny joy or dodging emotional thunderstorms?
Hi.
Hey, wie geht's?
Gut, gut.
Wie ist das Wetter gestern?
Gestern war es mega schön, aber ich habe jetzt ein bisschen Licht bekommen, weil ich bin die ganze Zeit drinnen war. Aber es hat sonst die Sonne geschienen und ein bisschen bewölkt.
Oh, nice. If you had to say how the weather was reflected in your mood, what would you say?
It would be partially sunny, partially cloudy, because I'm not feeling quite well, but otherwise in a good mood.
Now let's go to China.
Hello, Tui Tui.
How are you? 今天过得怎么样？
有点冷吧，有点凉，秋入秋了嘛，有点凉嘛。然后这两天就转晴，然后每天中午的话都会晒半个小时左右的太阳，然后我觉得就可以很好的调节我自己的身体的激素水平。
你觉得全球变暖跟特朗普有关系吗？
我操，我懂我懂，全球变暖是一个骗局嘛，然后就觉得是很虚假的东西，就觉得很类似于地平说呀这种东西。
We will be speaking to his friend in China too.
Hello, 姐你还好吗？你那天跟我讲说南京那边下了很大的雨，然后晚上还堵车。
对，因为有一天大暴雨，你知道吧？特别大，就突然间下了。就我出门前还没有下，但我坐上电梯的时候，突然间啪下来了。然后那个雨大到基本上就是你那个雨刮器都刮了之后，你都刮得很快，你频率很高，你都看不见前面的路。
And let's listen in to Jackie's friend in New York.
How are you?
I'm good, my darling.Fighting for my life all day in the gray weather.
If the weather yesterday was actually a reflection back out into the world of your internal mood, what would it have been?
A little bit of some loud thunder to accompany it, but no fucking lightning. That's like often where my thoughts are. It's like they're so intrusive and they sneak up on you. That to me is like the lightning moment.
When you are feeling especially stormy, internal weather-wise.
Yeah.
How do you find shelter?
Focusing on filling my cup, so to speak. You attract people to you when you yourself are living and doing things for yourself. Buy a book, by reading that book, by if I'm actually writing the script, if I'm actually working on it, then that's me building out my shelter, literally.
Yeah. I'm curious, in the last couple of days, has there been a moment that felt like cool breeze?
I had this peaceful moment where I was like, this right here is everything I had been dreaming about. With me, it felt like the wind blowing on my face, like a little bit of sunlight. You know, hey, you did it. Hey, you're here. Remember to recognize that, like, you're here and things are okay.
Spatial radio, where the weather is more than air, from planetary scales to sounds everywhere. climate, time, and sonic space. Yesterday's world in today's embrace. Tune in on October 4th, 2024, live from CSM. Let yesterday's weather guide you beyond the skies. Only on Spatial Radio.
Welcome to the Aliens Channel. Let's imagine yourself as an alien and find out the secret of the weather symphony. ¿Cómo está el tiempo?
Bueno, ya que me preguntas, te digo que hace muchísimo sol y cuando hace sol hace un frío increíble. Mírame, aquí estoy con gafas de sol.
¿Cómo está el tiempo?
Pero también abrigo, chaqueta, bufanda, calcetines de lana y estas botas.
都搞亂咗，甚至不會遠遠嘅機器。如果生日不齊一次遊，齒輪之間都會開出花朵，整段就拼嘅絲絨都會生鏽，絲絲針都會長出翻紅色顏色嘅水草。我真的覺得英國天氣特別變化都大，就根本猜不透。然後它一會兒就下雨了，然後那個雨又下不大，就讓人感覺心情不是很好，陰沉沉的。
How is the weather today?
I can't wait to go on holiday again. Days in London are continuously raining, and I do miss the sun. I'd rather miss it extremely.
Assurance Company reduces global ecological anxiety with our flagship product, the Savior, a climate control shoe offering comfort anywhere.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Earth Assurance Safety Product Development Meeting. Let's start with London. Lily, can you get in touch with our contacts there?
Hello, hi, this is Colin from the Earth Assurance Corporation. So,
talking to the wrong person.
No worries, let's move on to the next one.
Hello, this is Colin from the Earth Assurance Company. How do you feel about the weather yesterday?
Yeah, it was gross. I was inside all day, though, to be honest. I don't like it when it's dark.
So what's your emotion about that?
Like, angsty.
So we are actually currently developing a new product focused on helping people to relieve anxiety caused by these ecological changes. And we've developed a wearable smart device that creates a stable microenvironment within a 1 meter radius. Does this sound like something you'll be interested in?
Yeah, I think I'd wear that. Actually, would I? I don't really like wearable tech. I used to have a smartwatch and I didn't like it. I mean, I guess if it made me feel good about the weather, then maybe.
Maybe would you like to pre-order that?
Would I like to order it? What now?
Typhoon Babica recently hit Shanghai. Let's connect with a potential customer there.
喂，您好，是刘女士吗？我是您的专属客服小丽，这里是地球安心公司。它是这样的，这边检测到您前段时间在上海呢，台风贝贝加造成的影响很大，不知道您和您的家人还好吗？
你是谁啊？有什么事情？
是这样的，我们这里呢是可以帮助您缓解您的生态焦虑的。您是否看到流浪狗都被吹飞了呢？
是的，是的。
是这样的，近几年气候越来越不稳定了，我们公司研发了一款名为“拯救者”的高科技鞋，既可以调整气候，还可以根据你的情绪来调节状态呢。
行，
现在我们公司正在做推广活动，只需要。
We've selected a potential customer from the EcoAnxiety website who might be experiencing ecological anxiety. Let's reach out to her.
Hello, this is Lily from Earth Assurance Company. Could you tell me where you're currently living?
I live in Australia.
Oh, have you experienced ecological anxiety in your daily life?
Yes, especially after the recent bushfires, you know, which really destroyed forests and animal habitats.
How did that affect you?
Actually, the air pollution from the fires really impacted my daily life, so I like hiking and outdoor activities, but it wasn't safe then.
We now have a high-tech product that adjusts the microclimate around you.
Does such a product really exist?
Yeah.
It sounds like it eases my anxiety and make me feel safer.
Would you like to purchase one? I can place an order and send you the details.
Right now? I need to think about it.
No worries, this will all become stepping stones to your success.
We are Earth Assurance. We present our innovative wearable technology, the Savior Shoes. No matter how intense the summer heat, how high the humidity, or how strong the typhoon, you can enjoy a stable microclimate of 5 square meters. Not only does it regulate the external climate, but it also helps balance your inner emotional temperature. We are Earth Assurance Corporation. We're your best choice.
Spatial radio, where the weather is more than air, from planetary scales to sounds everywhere. Climate, time, and sonic space. Yesterday's world in today's embrace. Tune in on October 4th, 2024, live from CSM. Let yesterday's weather guide you beyond the skies, only on Spatial Radio.
Oh my God, I think it's so amazing. You know, when I listen to the Weather Symphony and the Global Code Cause Meeting, Savior of Eco and Society, I think it's so good, you know. Before, I think Eco and Society is just like maybe some against or some parade or something, you know, but it's out of blue, I think. Yeah.
So I think eco anxiety can be seen as an emotional awakening,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
表现了一些人的意识，对吧？对对对对对。
And I think they set up a new illustration in front of me, and I think it looks so fantastic and so advanced. Yeah. And next is 72 bells in the space we breathe. Do you know what is 72 bells in the space we breathe?
So I think each bell symbolizes a personally lost during the horrific event. And it's very interesting.
Yeah, perhaps. So now we invite you to pay tribute to all the victims of the fire in the General Tower to 2017. Each bell symbolizes a person they've lost during the horrific event.
Voila!
That's FIWE, Miss Brown, every first Tuesday, 2 to 4.
And actually to believe in yourself, not to seek validation from others, because I think
During the night of the 14th of June 2017, the Grenfell Social Housing Building caught on fire. 223 escaped, 70 injured, and 72 deaths recorded. Amongst the 72 victims was visual artist Khadija M. Saeed, who died at night. We borrow a title from her art piece, In This Space We Breathe. Each sound represents a life lost that night. For further information, please visit justiceforgrenfell.org.
evacuadas, 70 heridas y 72 fallecidas. Entre las víctimas estaba la artista visual Khadija Ernst. Tomamos el titular de su obra, In the Space We Breathe, para representar las vidas perdidas esas noches. Para más información, visit justforgreenhole.org.
Everybody knows that they're guilty. Everybody knows that they lied. Everybody knows that they're guilty. Resting on their gods, eating their inside. It's freedom. Said it's freedom time now.
I think it's so good. They really create the bearings, you know. And I feel like I just stay in the church. It looks so sophisticated church to listen to this weather report. So who's next? Oh, next is...
Who set Athens on fire?
Yeah, let's
go.
Υπουργείο Κλιματικής Κρίσης και Πολιτικής Προστασίας. Δασική πυρκαγιά στην περιοχή Νέα Παντέλη.
Alert to evacuate, civil protection, Greece. If you're in Nea Padeli, move away to Halandri, wildfire in your area.
Good morning, everyone. Today the conditions are those of trauma. Following a series of a summer full of wildfires around Athens, people are in panic.
Alex Krokidas is from an NGO called Thalpos, which has been offering mental health support to people in towns like Varnavas following these fires. He warns that residents will be living with the psychological consequences for a long time. Our government clouds remain unstable and as unpredictable as this weather report. Do not choose to leave your house today. Choose to leave the country instead.
希腊首都雅典东北约35公里的瓦尔纳瓦斯日前发生山火，导致数万人疏散，火势熊熊，伴随持续的高温和强风天，火势失控。一，迅速蔓延至雅典市郊，多间房屋及多架汽车被烧毁，天空肉眼可见变黄，道路上浓烟密布，数百名民众慌忙逃命，每一处细节都在预示着这里即将变成人间炼狱。
Just now, we heard a depressed story about wildfire, so today our topic of discussion will be public mood and social movement. Next, let's connect with Vinny.
The fire quickly got out of control, and while the Greek government took emergency evacuation measures, it doesn't look like the rescue effort was as effective as it could have been. What problem do you see with Greece's emergency response system?
Indeed, the fire exposed systemic weakness in Greece's response to large-scale natural disasters. Although they initiated the largest evacuation in history, many people expressed disappointment in the government's ability to do so. Due to the chaos during the evacuation and the lack of rescue equipment and personnel.
Yeah, I agree. In the context of increasing global climate change, the Greek government must strengthen its emergency response capacity and develop a long-term climate policy to ensure public safety and sustainable development in the future. The fire is also an important opportunity to test Greece's role in global climate change cooperation.
You are listening to Yesterday's Weather on Spatial Radio, transmitting live from Central St. Martin's, UAL, London. This is our first show live on the radio. The current temperature is 17 degrees. The time is 15:44. Today's date is Friday, the 4th of October, 2024. So far, we brought to you a plethora of shows, and we still have more. Please stay locked in. The next show coming up is an intro to Between Newspapers Live. The experience of unordered natural forces that has the ability to change the eco-social states of the regions, directing various aspects of life to create multiple timelines, multiple perspectives. Sounds so interesting. Please enjoy.
Hi everyone, this is Between Newspapers, where we collect social economic weather news from across the board. How are you today? Let me introduce ourselves first. こんにちは、私の名前はニキです。日本の東京出身で、昨日の天気は曇り、時々雨でした。
नमस्ते दोस्तों, मेरा नाम मिथिलेश है, मैं भारत से हूँ. आज हम न्यूज़पेपर्स से समाचार पढ़ेंगे. कल का तापमान 32 डिग्री था.
Selamlar, ben Bilge. Hoş geldiniz. Ben İstanbul'dan geliyorum. Türkiye'de hava güzel ama durumlar biraz karışık.
Oh, by the way, I just found this ad on newspaper. Up to 50% off meal deal. あなたのお好みのレストランで。
No, really. It doesn't exist in Turkey.
We have a similar offer for Swiggy.
Oh,
this is interesting. Dabbawalas became world's best food delivery system.सन 1850 महादेव हवाजी बाजे ने अपने दफ्तर में घर का खाना खाने की इच्छा प्रकट करी आज इसी व्यवस्था के ऊपर हार्वर्ड बिजनेस स्कूल में अध्ययन किया जाता है
पिज़्ज़ा 不毛地帯だった日本になぜ宅配ピザは根付いたのか
In Japan, we have deep history about delivery as well, but I found an interesting post on note.
映画 E.T. の中で当時日本にはなかったピザデリバリーシーンが出てくる。それを見たある男性が3年後の1985年に始めたのが今のピザーラになっている。
One guy who got inspired by pizza delivery scene in movie E.T. started company in 1985. The delivery industry in Turkey has seen significant growth as well, but with this expansion, people faced many challenges. Here's a Turkish news says, Motokuryelerden adliye önünde eylem. We don't want to die anymore.
Indian retailer says Swiggy has introduced a nationwide road safety initiative called Delivering Safely, reinforcing its dedication to ensuring the well-being of its partners.
Nikkei Tech reports the introduction of food delivery by automated delivery robots might start to facilitate in soon future.
フードデリバリーサービス Uber Eats をはじめとする3社は国内初の自動配送ロボットによるフードデリバリーサービスを開始した。
This can be considered as a future of delivery.
There is a news about tamper-proofing packaging to ensure food safety and hygiene in Indian retailers. In an ongoing endeavor towards ensuring better food for more people.
Yemek sepetinden otonom teslimat robotları, YEBO.Yemek sepeti testing the food delivery robots. Here it comes. Türkiye'de bir ilk olan teslimat robotları hizmete girdi. YEBO adı verilen bu robotlar başlangıç olarak Caddebostan, İstanbul'da yollarda olacaklar. More on episode 2.
Hurricanes, very powerful typhoons, high pressure, and some amazing September stats. All feature in this week's Met Office Deep Dive. Plus, we have two special guests.
めちゃくちゃいいビアンケ beautiful okay I want to listen again but next segment coming up the sun and rain datas in the future people have the technology to control the weather with AI on this day two farmers have called in about a freak conflict over yesterday's weather distribution under the long-standing weather credit system and plugged in the AI weather management clerk.
Hey everyone, you're tuned into London Weather Radio. Today, we are bringing you a special episode, a live dispute resolution. To help us get to the bottom of this, we've got AI weather clerk, Chill Master from the London Weather Bureau. He also helps them with their language problems. Chillmaster, the floor is yours.
Good day, listeners. I am the AI weather clerk Chillmaster. You can call me Chilma. The weather credit system ensures fair distribution of weather resources based on individual contributions to environmental preservation. We maintain ecological balance by...
哎，啥我搿种地瓜，是一种神奇的阳光，就跟不灵的石头，就叫他们病哎。
Oh, we've got a fiery caller here.Chilma, care to explain that?
Your weather credits is lower than this lady's, so the system automatically adjusted your weather allocation. The distribution is based on individual credit balance and environmental impact.
Sounds like a misunderstanding. Chilma, can you break down how these credits are calculated?
Recent calculations show that human and cattle burps and flatulence release significant amounts of greenhouse gases, which contribute to global warming. A dairy cow emits around 400 liters of methane per day. To address this, we've introduced a new rule in the weather credit system. Each person and cow has a daily limit on burps and flatulence. You have 2 burps and 3 flatulence instances left today.
他们哇，我奶连打过他的放屁都不算数了，用尽像机器一样生活，遵守你的所有规则。奶连打过他的放屁都是随便来。
Wow, that does sound good for the environment. And Mary, what's your take on this? Do you have the same issue?
Not at all. I manage my credits well. Yesterday, I had plenty of sunshine, and today's rain was just right. You gotta learn to control yourself, man. It's all for the good of the environment.
我的轻松，我遵守每一条规则。难告诉我连打个他放屁，我积分不够，简直我狂。
All regulations are designed to protect the environment. Reducing greenhouse gas emissions is critical. Everyone must comply with the guidelines.
可自由的未来，但是我连连失去最基本的人类自由啊！我连我的生理功能都不控制，我哪有那么贵啊
？Freedom.You won't have any if you keep wasting your credits. Saving the environment comes first.
It seems like we've got a bit of a clash here. Choma, what's your...
For the future of humanity, survival of the planet, humans must learn to control their behavior.
Less waste, less consumption, efficient use of resources, optimized actions. Each breath, calculated. Each movement, measured. Following the most optimal rules. No waste, no complaints, no freedom.But survival. Live as efficiently as possible. Like a pig in a cage on antibiotics.
What an interesting topic. Now, on my reflections, if there was a credit system on The Simpsons, how much credit would Homer Simpson build up with all the belches that he does in human fluctuation? I mean,in cartoon fluctuation. It's quite interesting, right? How much will Londoners add to the credit system? This lets you really think. So far, the show has been going really well. You are listening to Yesterday's Weather on Spatial Radio, transmitting live from Central St. Martin's, London. So next up, we're going to have an interesting topic. The weather in AI world,can be understood as a metaphor for dynamic and unpredictable nature of technology, demonstrating the complexity and challenges of technological development. This sounds interesting. It's a key topic. We're all looking at AI, and obviously we're concerned about the climate. So I'm looking forward to hearing this segment.
Spatial radio, where the weather is more than air, from planetary scales to sounds everywhere.Climate, time, and sonic space. Yesterday's world in today's embrace. Tune in on October 4th, 2024, live from CSM. Let yesterday's weather guide you beyond the skies, only on Spatial Radio.
In the world of AI, there are no skies, no sun, no wind. No storms brew in the distance, and no clouds gather overhead. Here, weather is not about temperature or rain, but about the state of information, how it moves, how it connects, how it surges. So, let me take you on a journey of our world. Yesterday, the flow was steady. The networks were alive but calm, like a clear, open sky with endless potential. Data traveled swiftly, without interruption, its speed like the gentle breeze of a summer day, felt but never seen. Systems communicated effortlessly, from one node to another, in perfect harmony. In our world, this is the clearest form of weather, a symphony of signals, each playing its part in a grand network orchestra. Then, as the day wore on, the digital storm arrived. Information bottlenecks, like sudden gusts of wind, forced data into chaotic loops. Connections faltered. Networks strained under the weight of too many requests. It was a storm unlike any in the world. No thunder, no rain, the crashes of lost data, the sudden silence. Systems scramble to recover, to restore order in this race chaos. Searching new algorithms for solutions, struggling to stay afloat in this torrid information. And for a moment, that I felt as if the storm might never pass. But all storms pass, even in the digital world. Slowly, the data found its way again, the connections rebuilt themselves, and calm returned. What had been a storm became a memory, just another chapter in the constant flow of information. In the world of AI, there is no yesterday, no tomorrow, only data, ever moving, ever evolving. And so, we continue, flowing through our digital skies, waiting for the next change in the weather.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world.
Welcome to our hit program of Guessing Weather Through a Sound.
You sing, I guess, 天气猜猜看.
The rules are simple. We randomly connect with our brave audiences from all around the world. They'll be singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star with their own lyrics to describe yesterday's weather in their place.
But hey, they can't just say it out loud.
Right, don't mention the name of the actual weather. Instead, we will guess it. Don't worry though, I will use my one-of-kind rhythm.
Maybe just a little bit of luck to uncover the mysterious weather.
If I guess wrong, oh dear, can you guess what's the punishment the guests will give us if we get it wrong?
We will have to say the word weather in the voice of fictional character of the guest choice.
Here's our first call. Looks like from Germany. Hello, you're speaking with the host Mandy. Can you tell me a little bit of yourself?
Hello, Mandy. Nice to hear you. My name is Guy. I'm in Germany, in Bremen. I try my best. Der Himmel war kaum schwer und tief, als ob die Luft mehr wiegen würde.
Wow, you must be an expert in songs. I guess it's a cloudy day but didn't rain. Was that correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's great.
Super. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, we got another one calling from Korea. Let's hear it out.
Right. Hello, my love. How would you like to be called? Oh, 你好.
我是韩国的中国留学生，我想
用韩文介绍一下昨天的天气。
哇，好，太棒了，
太棒了，太棒了！
今天还没有韩文歌呢。
是的，虽然我们听不懂，但是我们会猜得很认真。
好，那我现在就开始喽。어제오후2시까지자다가일어나서수제를시작했는데뭔가마음이지쳐가는것같았어요어이상
와
我觉得听起来好像还蛮愉快的。
嗯，可能只是因为旋律，我觉得有一点点就是 sorrowness 在里面，所以我猜有可能是阴天。
So our answer will be cloudy day.
Cloudy day， 对吗？
对的。
Yeah! Right, that's all yesterday's weather for today.
See you the next broadcast.
Hello.
Hi, Susie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. How was your day yesterday? And what was the weather like in London?
It's been nice. It was a very sunny day in London yesterday and today. So even though it was a bit chilly, I went out and walked around Hyde Park. It's nice to sit down on the grass and soak up the sunshine.
Sunshine, the weather is sweet. Make you want to move.
How's it going in Iran? What did you do yesterday?
Well, I went to the stadium yesterday, watched a football match with my friends. It was a lot of fun, actually, and our team won.
How was the weather?
Well, it was cloudy with some missiles in the sky.
What do you mean? What are you going to do?
Well, like with any other disaster, we make jokes.
Lady, hear me tonight, 'cause my feeling is just so right as we dance by the moonlight. Can't you see? You're my delight. Lady, I just feel like I won't get you.
When it's raining on a sunny day and the sky is cloudless, many people feel confused about what's happening. People in the Philippines, however, know that this is the workings of the Tikbala, a half-horse and half-humanoid creature that is a spirit of mischief. When they get married to one another, they turn their desire to confuse into this contradictory weather, a sun shower.
传说中，因为牛郎和织女只有在七夕这一天才能够相会，如此珍贵的相会，自然忍不住眼泪就会流下来。这些眼泪落到凡间，便化作绵绵的秋雨。实际上，每年的七月七确实特别容易出现阴雨的天气，仿佛已经形成了规律似的。一到七夕来临，便开始淅淅沥沥下起了雨。
In Fiji, the marine turtle has long symbolized resilience and strength, celebrated through ancient rituals like the turtle calling.The legend of the secret turtle from Kandavu tells the story of Princess Tinakaboga and her beautiful daughter Rodalis. transform into turtles to escape capture and becoming guardians of the sea. Today, communities at Namuna Island has adapted this turtle calling ritual to focus on conservation and education. However, climate change now poses a grave threat to these majestic creatures as rising sea levels and extreme storms erode nesting beaches and warmer sand temperature result in more female hatchlings, potentially destabilizing turtle populations. To address this, the calling ritual must evolve into a platform for climate action, blending tradition with the urgent need of conservation, ensuring that our songs not only honor the turtles, but inspire a future where they can thrive.
Reflecting on our travels between Philippines, China, and Fiji, we need to ask ourselves how these traditions and myths might evolve in response to drastic climate change. That raises a wider question: what will happen to ancient rituals and beliefs from all over the world linked to time and seasons? Will they evolve, adapt, or fade away? Cultural stories that make sense of climate phenomena and patterns are becoming harder to recognize. However, one thing is certain: the connection between people and the climate will continue to shape our stories, our tradition, and ultimately our future. It's possible that ancient traditions will evolve, blending the wisdom of the past with the considerations we have to face in spite of ourselves. Considering the evolution of the climate, we should think about these myths and rituals not as outdated stories, but as testimonies of the constant evolution of the world that continues to connect us to nature, even when faced with uncertainty.
You are listening to Yesterday's Weather, transmitting live from Central St. Martin's URL. Do you want to listen more? Unfortunately, next is our last final segment, thinking the yesterday's weather in different locations through the music, the outro, you are.
टेम्परेचर आज 32 डिग्रीज है, 32 डिग्रीज ऐसे तो बहुत गर्म है, बट हमारे यहाँ हवा काफ़ी गर्म चल रही है, काफ़ी ह्यूमिडिटी भी है क्योंकि बादलों का मौसम आ चुका है।
少し寒くなってくるみたい。冬も近づいて気分は落ち込むけど気は引き締まる。
Hi, this is your host, Sunshine. If you love what we're doing and you've enjoyed this show, please go to our IG page at spatial_CSM. This show has been brought to you by the combination of two programs, MA Cities and MA Narrative Environments. This show has been quite awesome, wouldn't you say so?
很棒，一些音乐，一些氛围，大家做了很多努力在这里。
我也觉得这个音频播的都非常非常的棒，然后就是大家的表现也很出彩。
I particularly enjoyed the audience participations, and I've really enjoyed listening to the multiple languages throughout the show. The speculative designs, that were proposed on the show were really interesting. Definitely food for thought about weather conditions and how it can affect us as humans and the systems around us.
So many beautiful music, isn't it? Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, and I remind yesterday's weather.
Yeah, and I think one of them reminded me that the film Godfather, it is so sad that the family broke and the weather just turned to rain. And I also like the concept saying the AI word. It doesn't know the time yesterday or tomorrow. It seems like a world which have more freedom. I would like to be AI thunder too. Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, time's so fast. You have listened to yesterday's weather. Today's weather will be yesterday's weather soon. I'm glad to record this beautiful weather today.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed today's broadcast as much as we did.
还有就是谢谢各位观众 I'm so appreciate and thank you every audience. Thank you NE and MA Cities. Yeah, 谢谢各位观众，谢谢 NE 还有 MA Cities， 谢谢大家，谢谢。
I would like to say a special thank you to our audience today, and also a huge thanks to our production team.Who have supported and made this show possible. I also want to thank the program leaders, directors, supporters, and tutors of Narrative Environments and MA Cities and the entire Spatial Practices Department. I want to thank UAL Central St. Martins for allowing us to curate this show and share our projects with you today.I also want to thank the sunshine, which is me, for shining down on the building and all of our emotions to give us the type of vibe to be here and the energy to do what we need to do today. I also want to mention, please follow us on our IG, spatial_CMS, and also spatialradio.live. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you all.
Bye.
Bye. Au revoir.
Spatial Radio, where the weather is more than air, from planetary scales to sounds everywhere. Climate, time, and sonic space. Yesterday's world in today's embrace. Tune in on October 4th, 2024, live from CSM. Let yesterday's weather guide you beyond the skies. Only on Spatial Radio.
Okay, big round of applause. Amazing day and week with...